You know, of course, in Vegas, Nevada's run by a frickin' Democrat. So when your number one industry, the thing that allows your citizens to live there without paying any tax,
right?
No income tax, no sales tax, no anything tax. And you lock everything down so nobody can come and spend money in your state. How's that work?
It's ludicrous.
That's another state that we're going to be bailing out with this relief bill.
Well, they just announced in Vegas earlier this week they're going to start opening things back up a little bit more, the shows and stuff. But Vegas, while we were there, Thursday to Sunday, Vegas was open. Mm. And the rest of the week, it was just nothing there.
Hmm.
Lights are on, nobody's home.
Well, we're going to take our top-of-the-hour news break here. We're going to celebrate a star born on this date. And by the way, let me wish a happy birthday to my kid sister, Jody.
Oh, yeah.
Her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Celebrating out there in Livermore, California. She lives not far from the physicist in the family.
Ah.
It's hard to believe there's a nuclear physicist in my gene pool, but there is.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week, so come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
And now a star is born. On February 26th, 1852, the world welcomed little baby John Kellogg. The inventor of cornflakes was welcomed into the world as only he could.
It's a boy, and he's great!
John Kellogg, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is blaming Saudi Arabia's crown prince for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. That was revealed today in a previously classified document. The Biden administration, meanwhile, defending U.S. military airstrikes in Syria as legal and appropriate, saying they took out facilities that housed valuable capabilities used by Iranian-backed militia groups to attack American and allied forces inside of Iraq. The House has passed legislation to create about 1.5 million acres of new wilderness. The bill passed today would also incorporate nearly 1,200 miles of waterways into the National Wild and Scenic River System. The vote comes as Democrats move to protect more public lands with President Biden's blessing. On Wall Street, it was a mixed bag. The Dow Jones Industrial Average suffering another big loss, down by 469 points. This is SRN News.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
It's finally Friday.
at work. I was so bored. Put a picture of my boss on the dartboard, and I cried. Oh, 'cause my week is done.
Wahoo!
Finally Friday. Yes, it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday. Oh yeah, Friday. Yes, it's Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday. Yes, it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday. Oh yeah, Friday. Yes, it's Friday, I'm free.
Welcome to Friday Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 of MWACB.
Yes, it's Friday. Finally,
I'll request Friday, by the way. So far, the only thing anybody's called about is multiple sounds happening on the air. Phones went crazy. And that's nice to know.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we absolutely do. I'm on Citizen Free Press. Their most recent update is John Durham resigns as U.S. attorney, remains in charge of Spygate probe. Huh?
Yeah.
How do you stay in charge of a Spygate probe? I think there's been more than enough time to have the evidence, bring some indictments. Nothing. Now let's find out the names of the three Republicans who signed on to that Equality Act bullcrap.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll help you out with that.
Let's see. John Katko of New York, Tom Reed of New York, and Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Vote on the vote to ensure, quote, sexual orientation and gender identity are included among projected classes or protected classes without protection for religious objections. Does everybody understand now what that means? Mm. You are no longer allowed to have, if this thing becomes right, the law of the land, a religious objection to any of the propaganda that they're, you know, like this, that, I'm sorry, that nominee, God, I can't remember.
Rachel.
That, looking at her does not inspire me to think that's the person that really knows health.
No confidence in there whatsoever.
But you can't, if this thing goes through, you will not be able to, you will not be able to object. That way, I guess it becomes the thought crime.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, it totally eliminates women's sports for all practical purposes.
What about Title IX? Women fought so much for Title IX.
Well, now
just took it away.
Now, yeah. Biological males, hey, I identify as a woman. I want to win a trophy. And we saw that recently in an MMA fight where the male opponent, the biological male opponent, literally destroyed the women. Yeah. Not that I recommend that as a health activity.
No, but it's ludicrous.
Perhaps there's some penis envy involved there. I have no idea.
I don't get it. I remember in high school, we had a female that wanted to wrestle and join the wrestling team. Well, she was fine to. I mean, nobody cared. But she knew she was not going to be able to, you know, necessarily face other females. But there was not a male in the group that said, hey, wait a minute. Here's a way I can make a name for myself. I'll put on a wig and I'll go wrestle females and I'll become the number one wrestler in the state.
I don't know that if I, even in high, I would have been comfortable doing that.
Well, to be honest, not very many people wrestle her.
Well, you know, all you got to do is look at a wrestling match and see some of the positions they find themselves in. I don't want somebody's ass in my face wearing a pair of tights.
Oh, now you couldn't get me to wrestle to begin with,
no.
But.
From Andy Biggs, chair of the most conservative caucus in the House on this Equality Act. While it attacks religious freedom, freedom of expression, and freedom of association, all important rights recognized in the First Amendment, it doesn't stop there. It denies the biological facts that men and women are two genders. The bill recklessly requires girls in women's restrooms, lockers, gyms, or any place a female might seek privacy to surrender that to biological males.
Yep.
Women's sports are already being infiltrated, and there are women athletes who are out there saying, this is
stop.
Wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody's listening. because the rage mob, the 10% that's driving all of this, if it's even that big, they're the ones driving this, but they've got control of the media and the megaphone. So they're making it seem like everybody's on board with this.
They're not.
And I'm telling you, one day some "I'm a girl today" is going to walk into the wrong restroom with a dad outside, and that's going to be a tragedy. I don't think that you can pass all the damn bills you want. That's not changing. All right, Cooter has something to say.
Yeah, our government is every day taking us further and further away from God. I can't imagine that God would be happy with the way that we're going. They're implementing.
Not just God. How about for those who struggle with the concept of God? How about just common sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened to that? I thought Obama was a big leap away from common sense. This group that's in there now, and look what they've done in 5 weeks, plus they've already launched their first war.
Yeah.
Hey, since this is Friday, and you know, you like to play different bits on Friday?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could turn that second sound back on again, both of them run.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get to that for you.
That's a joke, Matt. Love y'all. Have a blessed weekend.
That was funny.
Don't encourage him.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Ellis.
Hey, afternoon, Gary, y'all. Did you see where the congresswoman put the LGBTQ flag or whatever it was in the hallway there? And Congressman Green goes in there, puts up a sign that says there are two genders, male and female. Do the science.
Prove me wrong. I mean, what's in the chromosomes. You can wear all the wigs. You can have boobs hung on your chest if you're a guy. You can do all of that crap. It does not change what you are biologically. Sorry.
No, good example is our Jenner there. Mr. Mrs. Bruce Jenner, Caitlin, or whatever the heck she is. Look at her or him or whatever. It's freaking nature. I'm sorry.
It's insane.
Oh, want to hear something even more sickening? I'll leave you with this. Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama are teaming up to do a podcast. Yes. That's getting bizarre. Have a good afternoon.
You too, bud.
Yeah. I saw a very, very funny cartoon on the Springsteen Obama. I'll pull it up. I'm not going to put it on Facebook because I don't need any grief from them. But I'm going to pull it up here and show it to Eddie. Let's see. It's stiltonsplace.com. Let me make sure of that web address. There it is. Stilton's Place. That's STILTONS place.com. And I guess Obama claims that somebody called him a racial epithet and he punched the guy and broke his nose, which I absolutely think is total 100% horseshit.
Okay.
But the cartoon... Now you know why I can't put that on the air. And I was just going to take Mr. Kelly's call, but Mr. Kelly must have got carpal tunnel or impatient. Or whatever. I'm sorry we were coming to you, but you see, the way this show operates, I got to do things as they come to mind. Otherwise, they go away and I never get them back.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, it's 4:15. Let's do some car shopping.
Ooh, let's.
Specifically a Jack Ingram Nissan. You know, I'm on my second Rogue from Jack Ingram.
Yeah.
And if you're buying, they have a certified pre-owned, a 2021 Nissan Rogue SV with 1,500 miles. So that's almost 35,000 warranty miles plus the 100,000 mile bumper to bumper. Get the quote on that machine. That's about as low a mileage as you're ever going to see on a pre-owned car. And other great values too, 2020s, 2021s. With a little more mileage, here's a 2020 Nissan Altima 2.5S with 6,000 miles on it at a great price. Altimas, Armadas, Pathfinders, Rogues, all certified that, pre-owned buying opportunities.
Yeah, 2020 Rogue is only $19,500.
That's a great price.
Shoot.
And personally, I don't think I've ever been happier with a vehicle.
You love a Rogue, don't you?
I've had some great cars. Don't get me wrong. You know, I loved my Audi A4 when I had that.
And you were a Corvette guy for a while.
Nine of them.
Jeez.
So, you know, the truth is, of all the cars I've owned, I probably like that one the least.
That's what I've always heard. People that have Corvettes don't like them for comfort or anything about it. They just like the Corvette, period.
I'll tell you the story about what changed my mind on those permanently off the air.
Oh, excellent.
I've told it on the air. Some listeners may remember. Now, those are buying opportunities.
Okay.
For leasing, and you can get the details at the dealership, you can lease a 2021 Altima at $199 a month for 36 months, wow, or a Rogue S at $249 a month.
Wow.
Get the details at Jack Ingram Nissan. They can have a car ready for your test drive, sanitized and ready to go at the store, or ask their concierge service if they can bring it by your home or place of business. All paperwork can be handled, you know, off-site. Final documents delivered to your door. Just door it up at jackingramnissan.com because it's time to love what you drive and love the deal you get on it.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who've had COVID-19. The agency is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contract tracing efforts. And a reminder, a vaccine clinic will be held in Montgomery Saturday at the Old Montgomery Mall for people getting their second dose of the Moderna vaccine from 9:30 to 7. An Alabama man accused in the stabbing death of a driver who stopped to help him pleaded guilty to capital murder. 33-year-old Ronald Jason Mann entered the plea during a hearing in Elmore County Thursday. He'll be sentenced to life without parole for the killing of 47-year-old Devon Waltrip in 2018. The severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend, like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a moderate crash on I-85 northbound. It's just about at Jackson Hospital. If you're exiting I-65 to 85 northbound, expect delays. Traffic is backed up from Jackson almost to the 85-65 interchange currently. Also, if you're traveling south on I-65, they have closed I-65 at Hope Hall southbound. You will have to detour on Highway 31. Major crash involving multiple vehicles and an 18-wheeler with entrapment and injuries. They do not know how long it will be closed, so expect major delays headed southbound. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo, coming to Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Oswalt's Southern Lifestyle Store on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Amazing weekend forecast. The month of February ending on a very warm note. For tonight, mostly cloudy and mild. Rain chances are small. Overnight low temperature 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm. High temperature in the lower 80s. Rain chances running 20% at best. Low 60s at night. The record high of 83 on Sunday could be in jeopardy. Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Welcome to Happy Hour. This is The Roll Call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
You're so naughty.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something.
Bad.
If you wanna be with me.
I kill you. None of your business.
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Yes.
Rectum.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Adios, muchacho.
Cause that's the
excellent.
It's too cold for
I am pre-
me.
Menopausal.
I'm not trying to be your highlight. Cause that might have
you on drugs.
Hello.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not stuffing.
He's a tool.
Believe you me.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones and you're off with a boy. The boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut.
I'll have what she's having.
Do it again. I like it.
What is that?
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts.
You gotta have some.
Loan me $50.
If you wanna be with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're brilliant.
You gotta have some. If you wanna be with me.
Let me tell you something. Right. He's becoming a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have some more vodka?
Hey, no thanks.
Gotta have something on my
at the beginning, but a nice recovery. That's because while I'm doing the roll call, I'm running my mouse over Rich Thomas's face.
Really?
On the Rich Thomas mouse pad that we gave away when he first joined Blue Water. And I keep forgetting. That seems like yesterday. But if I'm not mistaken, is it April or May 1st? It's 5 years.
Really?
Maybe six.
Do we have Richmas coming up?
Yeah.
Well, Richmas we celebrated when the announcement came that he was joining us. That was a celebration. We
just had a celebration.
But, you know, it really is Richmas because, like Christmas, Richmas was the day we would wait. It seemed like we waited forever.
Yes.
And, God, that's just been such a... A great thing. You know, when you come to a town and you're new, and the first thing you should do is find out who are the players here.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard all the names. His was one of the first. Him, Don Markle, of course, Don Day, Larry Stevens. People I've been privileged to become friends with as time has passed. But to get somebody with the market equity, that's the term for it, the Q score that a Rich Thomas has, that's like a freaking coup. So when he's away, and God knows he earns it, because he never gets a day off from the weather.
No. I'll never forget when he's come back from Jamaica and had to call in
from the airplane. From an airplane. And that's what worries him. He always knows that no matter what date he picks, something goofy is going to happen.
That's very true, Craig.
It's going to stress him out. He worries about it all the time. Here is Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
All right, how you doing, Robert?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to figure out this delay on the radio. And this is way out of the blue. I mean, I'm not talking about anything other than, Eddie, you may not remember me, but I used to work for you one time.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, that'll take you a year to figure that one out. And then, but I wanted to send a shout out to my buddy Republican, my man Kev. Kev, if you're listening, you hear it now because he said, "Hey, I'd just love to hear your voice on there talking to him." You know,
that's good old Kevin. Yeah, he's a great fan of the show.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know Kevin too, right?
Yeah, he's a big fan of the show.
Okay. Kevin G.
Hey man.
Okay. Yeah.
Bader. Yep. The Bader.
The Bader, yes.
Hey, man. I haven't listened to all the, things y'all might have brought up today. But I do like what y'all got going on over yonder. And I've been watching CPAC all day. In other words,
you excited,
I watched nothing. Huh?
You excited from watching CPAC all day?
Well, that's what rolls my boat. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? I hate to be like that, but right out of high school, I joined the military, and I love America.
That's right.
And I'll just tell you, it's the greatest country on the planet because I've been to a bunch of other countries. But that's not to scare anybody. I'm just saying, come on, homeboy. Black, white, Asian, female, old, young, old. We're America. And,
we were horribly misled in the 60s and from that period forward. The idea being that everybody's...
Hey, man, and I love history. I'm down
everybody's
with that,
in America. All right, it's my turn to talk, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That we're all on the same page, that everybody has the same chance at the American dream, that we have removed all obstacles. Now, what's going on is exactly the opposite. Everybody's being assigned a victim group to belong to, and there's this horrible division that's behind it. When you start seeing major companies like Coca-Cola bending over for the left,
yes, sir,
and telling their white employees to be less white... that's not helping things.
You preach it, Greg. That's why I like listening to you, because I'm not there with you in the sense that if you're a big corporation and you're worldwide, international, Coca-Cola, NBA, football, whatever, and then you get on my TV and don't like America, you kneel. But now you go over to China, your ass don't kneel. You know why? Because your ass will go to jail.
That's right.
Oh, and I didn't mean to use the word ass, but, you know, there was a donkey in the past somewhere, you know.
There you go.
And I went there.
You ought to be encouraged listening to CPAC then, Robert.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to, and we got to run. Thanks for
hey,
the call.
Hey, thanks, Robert.
We are going to listen. Finally, I'm putting
Oh, yes, you're going to play that? You've been teasing us with it all day?
DeSantis, because my theory is, if I just had to make a guess, yeah. And I could be very wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think Donald Trump wants to put his family through another
I don't think so either.
But I think what he wants is somebody he knows that can pick up the MAGA flag mm-hmm. and carry it without fear. And that guy and that woman, Governor DeSantis of Florida, Governor Noem in South Dakota, who have been phenomenal.
Yes, she has.
And you can tell by the way they're attacking DeSantis that they must be scared to death of him, too.
Yep.
And they also know, and so does the Republican Party, as soon as Mitch McConnell mm-hmm. says, yeah, I'd vote for Trump, you know that the Republican Party, as we knew it, is dead.
Yep.
And the sooner they, look, you want to be a Democrat, be one, but don't pretend you're something you're not. That's what I hate. And what we have seen, what Donald Trump has done, is peel the curtain back, and we see that they're all claiming, you know, we're on this side, and I represent conservative values. No, they don't. They're only in it for themselves. It's strictly a big game that's been played on us, and Donald mm-hmm. Trump exposed that, and that's why they hate him. Because he's made people aware. And guess what? Now, after 5 weeks of Mr. Potato Head, Potato Head
yeah.
in the White House, we're all getting a great wake-up, aren't we? 5 weeks till we had our first non-authorized airstrike. And even Kamala's pissed about that.
But, you know, we didn't have a State of the Union.
No.
We're going to have a brunch for that one day.
Yeah, they got to make sure that he can go up there without having to take a diaper break.
Right.
I'm serious. I'm not making fun of that. But if you're going to be if you're going to be the leader of the free world, you better be in peak physical condition.
Somebody pointed out that there's going to be a bet on whether he sends a report in. In other words, not doing it in public. He'll write one and have somebody read it.
Some past presidents have done that, but right. Of course, that was like 200 years ago when there was a different media complex in place. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125. I have kept their plumbers busy so far in 2021 with stopped-up drains, with a toilet which had numerous working parts that decided to quit. This past Sunday, my garbage disposal said,
that's it, I'm out of here.
That had to be replaced. And you can just count on great service, the best at what they do. Whether it's heating, air conditioning. And by the way, with temperatures in the 80s
yep.
expected, and we may have hit it today, I'm not sure. For sure, though, Saturday may be a record-breaking high on Sunday. You're probably going to be using your AC. It may be the first time you've used it in a while. This is the time of the year to call them at 277-2125. Get yourself a membership and have them come out to tune your system. Because your power costs, that's an important number in your monthly budget. Keep yep. them to a minimum. Let Clark's protect you, and then above and beyond that, knowing they're a phone call away in the event of any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing emergency you might have. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. John will get with you in a sec. Okay, there is nothing on
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. No, well, we have a couple of accidents in Montgomery. One on I-65 northbound. As you get to the top of the ramps downtown at Clay Street, an accident there. On the Eastern Boulevard at Arbor Station Road, that's right near Home Depot, we've got an accident there. Very congested all around the boulevards, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, both very busy this afternoon. And I-65 southbound at Hope Halls exit is shut down A major accident just past that exit has traffic backed up almost to Highway 80. You will be detoured at Hope Hull if you're headed that way. If you got to go southbound, you'll have to wait it out. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Okay, that's enough. We're going to pull the plug on this bit.
All right, I swear we're going to have DeSantis on the air before this hour is up. It's 4:35. I've had it ready since 3:05.
It's like them stories we can't get out of you.
I know. John.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's good to speak to you. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Been listening to you for quite a while. I just want, I wanted to chime in briefly, if I can, on this nonsense that Coca-Cola is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to send out a message to all the executives at Coke, and I'd like to ask them all to show up to work on Monday, not wearing suits, but just come in with their pants hanging below their ass and maybe a T-shirt, and maybe that'll start a trend that they're trying to accomplish.
There have been, and thank you for the call, if you Google Coca-Cola memes,
mm-hmm.
there's been some amazing ones. My favorite one, though, is it's a take on they're at poolside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty girl and a handsome young man, and she looks thirsty, so he goes to the vending machine, gets her a bottle of Coke, puts it in her hand, and then they show her hand holding the bottle and says, "White people suck." Why don't you just go ahead and say it, Coke? That's what they want you to say. That's the whole message behind all of this bull crap. You know, I have feelings, too.
Your feelings don't count.
No, apparently not. I've had enough. You know what? I need to go to... Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I see in front of me? Peanut butter sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah. Reese's.
Yep.
Yeah. Just for you.
These ones here are no good.
Oh, I don't want those. I don't really need this. I just bite. You know, I did almost 3 miles in less than 10 minutes today.
Really?
One is not going to hurt you.
Including 6/10 of a mile straight up hill.
It's good getting warmer, so you're, man, you're putting out some sweat, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But you watch, I'll be getting smaller.
And Leon's getting larger.
Right back.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. An Alabama man accused in the stabbing death of a driver who stopped to help him pleaded guilty to capital murder. 33-year-old Ronald Jason Mann entered the plea during a hearing in Elmore County Thursday. He'll be sentenced to life without parole for the killing of 47-year-old Devon Waltrip in 2018. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who've had COVID-19. The agency is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contract tracing efforts. And a reminder, a vaccine clinic will be held in Montgomery Saturday at the Old Montgomery Mall for people getting their second dose of the Moderna vaccine from 9:30 to 7. The severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend, like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This hour is brought to you by Flashback Friday. Let's see, there's Wayback Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, and Flashback Friday. What's next? How about another excuse of a day reason to post photos from when you were young and thin so you can put off reality for just a little longer?
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
8599.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Amazing weekend forecast. The month of February ending on a very warm note. For tonight, mostly cloudy and mild. Rain chances are small. Overnight low temperature 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm. High temperature in the lower 80s. Rain chances running 20% at best. Low 60s at night. The record high of 83 on Sunday could be in jeopardy. Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For asking why it is, if you have the vaccination, why you have to wear a mask?
Because you care for other people, Greg.
Yeah, but if you know, it's going to come to the point where we all have to wear a button. You know, I've been vaccinated.
No, it's going
to
be a tattoo on your forehead.
No, you have to show a card.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a number in that injection they gave you that they can track.
I hear you.
Hey, they could do it.
I used to laugh at that kind of stuff, but look at the world we live in now, man.
Look, anybody, and I you know, once in a while, it wasn't often, but anybody that was listening to Terry Adams 8 years ago knows that everything he talked about has come to pass.
I said it more than twice.
And the only reason he was wrong on one thing, and that was Hillary being the next president, says a done deal, and this is before there was primaries or anything. Said the fix is in, Hillary's going to be the next president. Nobody could foresee the Trump phenomenon taking place. Because had the Republicans run Ted Cruz or anybody but Trump in 2016, she wins.
Yep.
I don't think we'd be looking at a second term with her.
Nope.
But that's just the way it worked out. Now, CPAC is underway. It's the conservative, and this again has changed dramatically in the last 8 years when we used to look forward to hearing the conservative inspiration of Schmidt Romney and Paul, I'm a giant jerk off, Ryan, and all the rest of these fake conservatives. They're gone. Nobody wants to hear what they have to say. There's a new generation of conservative leadership, and Ron DeSantis, I think, is presidential timber.
Well, thank you. We love you, too. For those of you who aren't from Florida, welcome to our oasis of freedom.
Yeah.
We are an oasis of freedom in a nation that's suffering in many parts of the country under the yoke of oppressive lockdowns. We look around at other parts of our country, and in far too many places, we see schools closed, businesses shuttered, and lives destroyed. And while so many governors over the last year had kept locking people down, Florida lifted people up. Florida is leading in protecting our vulnerable residents, saving the economy, and safeguarding the freedom of our people. In Florida, schools are open. Every Floridian has a right to earn a living, and all businesses have a right to operate. Now, we are stronger as a state and much happier as a people because of this leadership. Florida has lower per capita COVID mortality than the national average and lower than 27 other states. Our unemployment rate is lower than the national average, even though tourism isn't fully back. And our budget is in great shape. We have not touched one red cent from our rainy day fund throughout this whole time. Florida got it right, and the lockdown states got it wrong.
You know, you take a look, and now, of course, it's coming out that all of the Democratic states follow that protocol of putting infected people into nursing homes. Thousands and thousands are dead. Where is the outrage? I know there is, but it's got to take more than Janice Dean from Fox News and other people. Cuomo needs to be held accountable. So does that idiot Wolf in Pennsylvania, that witch in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, Murphy in New Jersey. And they're already, they've hit the signature threshold to recall Governor Nuisance in California.
Yes.
Five counties in the state of Washington want to join Idaho because they're sick of the leftists that have taken over that state. And Oregon's just a frickin' nut house. I just don't know how anybody, even somebody who is a centrist, who might be a little bit this way or that way on depending on the issue. I don't know how anybody can live in these places.
I don't either.
With this lunacy going on. It's just absolutely crazy. Anyway, DeSantis, he's not exactly what you would call a ball of fire, but maybe that's good. Maybe we need a powerhouse conservative where they can't blame the personality, the messenger.
Right.
You know? So I think I have no idea what Donald Trump is going to say on Sunday. there's a thing going around, by the way. Don't buy into this, that he's going to run for Congress.
Yeah.
Then be made Speaker of the House. Then impeach Biden and Harris. And then become president again. Yeah. That's not happening. Because no matter whether he runs for Congress, and other presidents have done that. They've served and then gone into Congress or the Senate. It's happened a couple of times historically. That doesn't mean you're going to have the majority to be able to impeach or do anything like that.
Right.
Because the Speaker of the House would then be next in line. That's a theory. It's just not going to happen. So if you see that in your email, just kind of overlook it. Wow, it's almost 5 o'clock already.
Yeah.
Any requests pending, Rosie?
No.
You know, we do that on Fridays. We play your favorite bits and stuff. Feel free to ask for them at 272-9228. You don't have to go on the air, but we love talking to people. After all, that's why this is a talk show.
Yes.
One of the people I mentioned in this March column on bicycling is Ryan Turner from Infusion. And I mention him because in addition to understanding and knowing the science behind all the great services they offer to improve your life, he's a great coach. He really is, because he's a degree person in sports, you know, is it not what's it's physical? I wish I knew, and I'm embarrassed I don't. But he knows how to counsel and encourage people to get the maximum result. He's the guy that showed me how I can take a simple bike ride and turn it into, you know, interval training.
Good.
And to keep challenging myself. Mm-hmm. And when he did that, guess what? I started challenging myself. Mm-hmm. And now, if you read the column, you'll see that the first time I got on that birthday bike, I was about 3 blocks from the house when I thought, maybe this isn't a very good idea.
But you persevered.
I did. And now, man, I don't stop for rest or anything else. I'm crazy, man.
You stop for red lights, though, don't you?
I don't have to run into any of I am mindful of traffic.
Good.
But so far, you know, in my neighborhood, people are pretty respectful.
Very respectful in your neighborhood. You got good wide streets. Some have sidewalks.
Some do, yeah. And I use those from time to time.
But your neighborhood, you've got everybody in that neighborhood.
The thing is, it's a good neighborhood. I'm getting a better result because Ryan has not only coached but encouraged. And then when I do CryoSkin 3.0, which is a great way to reduce fat in areas that you want to specifically target, areas where it becomes harder to lose weight as you age, you're getting a much better benefit from that as well. Plus, in addition to CryoSkin 3.0, cryotherapy in the cryo chamber, IV vitamin therapy to boost your metabolism, your energy, to replenish your system if you've been partying a little bit too much. There's so many different ways they can change your life in one visit for the better. Call them at 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner or the ever so awesome and lovely Lori. Or anybody on that great staff. They have a chiropractor, and us, two of them, actually. The guy I see, Dr. Terry Gross, is phenomenal. I mean, I had a stiff neck the other day, and, man, they have this. I got to get the name of the machine. I think you can buy one. You have to have somebody operate it on you. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so awesome. And so then when I'm all loosened up, gets the arms in the right place, gives the adjustment, and I walk out of there feeling 100% better.
Nice.
296-1662, infusioncryo1laser.com. Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
All right.
How are you doing?
I hear you. Yeah, I haven't been able to listen to your afternoon show in a while. I've been on night shift for 2 months, and then...
You haven't missed
today
much.
Was my...
It's been pretty weak.
Excuse me?
You haven't missed anything.
Yeah. You know, because I catch up on stuff. I heard your replay... one Saturday night, it comes on at like 10 o'clock. I listened to it. But, yeah, just everything's just crazy.
It is.
And with all this mess going on, I mean, my God, they can't even stop. They're just, it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Every day.
Quit.
It's just another thing. It's the Equality Act, and it's this act and that act. And, man, they are just, even with a very slim majority, they are pushing their hard left agenda through because they've got a guy in the White House who doesn't know what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And talking about that, you know, like all that stuff in Syria, and Kamala got mad because she didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But the question is, did Joe know about it?
I wonder. I think that's a
very
legitimate
question.
See,
that's what a lot of people
question.
Are wondering, too, you know. Who the hell knows who's pushing all these buttons?
By the way, I want you to know something else. Joe made a speech yesterday, I think it was, or he had a conference. You know how many people watched that online? 669. When Trump had those events, it was 669,000.
Wow, exactly.
660. Right. So, but 81 million people voted for him.
Right.
Yep. And other countries are even protesting that they were coming out, you know, like right after the election. It was stolen. It was China and Japan. I mean, all these countries overseas were all...
They were protesting. Having, they knew.
Yes.
They knew.
Everybody knows. But it's just crazy. But anyway, since it's all Request Friday...
Yes.
I haven't heard... what's the Bill Clinton thing? A little bit of Monica?
Yeah.
I would love to hear that.
All right. We will get that on for you right after news, which is just a few minutes away, okay?
All right. Thank you, y'all. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
you too, bud.
Bye.
Thank you, Kevin. 456.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents now on the Eastern Boulevard, one a few minutes ago in front of Home Depot. Use caution there. We've got a second accident now just past Carmichael Road before you get to Woodmere. Use caution there. All right, buckle up and drive carefully this afternoon. We're very busy all over Montgomery, and I-65 southbound is shut down at the Hope Hole exit. Traffic's backed up to almost Highway 80. Use an alternate route. Multiple vehicle access below Hope Hole is the reason. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place at Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You gotta start somewhere.
Oh, you think this is funny?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that.
This is my show.
Don't you tune me out.
This is just ridiculous.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March, but you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money, $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today, won't you? 313-3958 or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
On Request Friday, we just had one of our VIP insiders ask for the substitute teacher bit. That's coming up.
Excellent.
And so is Bimbo Number 5. That's the Clinton song that's based on, I think it's Mambo Number 5.
Oh.